Welcome to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up later this hour, a new law making texting while driving illegal takes effect tomorrow. We'll talk about it with AAA's Marilyn Buskell. Plus, Julie Hoffman of East River Nursery answers your lawn and garden questions. That's all coming up. But first, after the state primaries earlier this month, the general election season is now underway. In the race for governor, incumbent Dennis Dugard faces challenges from Democrat Susan Wismer and independent Mike Myers. Both the governor and Susan Wismer discussed their campaigns on Dakota Midday before the primaries. And Mike Myers is with us here in the SDPB studios in Vermilion. And he said that he'll make health care his number one priority. He taught USD Law School for 26 years. His courses included healthcare administration and healthcare law. He also hosted a radio show called the Elder Law Forum. He was CEO of Mayo St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester, Minnesota, and an executive with other hospitals. And Professor Myers, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Carl, it's nice to be here. And of course, I was able to record 523 radio programs that aired over WNAX, the Elder Law Forum. And I brought in a lot of people who talked about getting old. And getting old is difficult and not a whole lot of fun, but when I jumped into this thing called politics, they said, Myers, we have these equal time requirements, and you're off the program until after the election, but it's nice to be here. Equal time, an opportunity to share my perspectives and views on what should be an interesting campaign.
Well, the question I've asked, the first question I've asked anyone that's come in here who's running for office is, why are you running? So, Professor Myers, why are you running for governor?
I'm running because, A, I'm not for sale. B, I have a strong resume. C, it's time to go up and put a new rebuild engine into state government. And my age is a big advantage.
77?
Is that? I'm 77. I'll be 78 when I enter office. And after that first 4 years, Carl, I want to come back here and chat with you about whether or not I should run for another 4 years at the age of 82. But I believe I'm perfectly well positioned because of my background. Perhaps I know more than I should. Probably had 2,000 law students and business school students come through my classroom. And I believe it's time to provide a populist platform for the people of South Dakota, and give them a choice. So this fall, they'll have a box. Dennis Dugard, Governor Dennis Dugard, Susan Wismer, and then what? Myers, a maverick independent. And, of course, we all know that if you're an odds maker, you'd have to put your money on Dennis. But that's why I'm moving in. And, by the way, I'm able to do it in part because my wife passed away 7 years ago. I have seven children. They're all over the country. Nobody will live with me. I'm thinking, why don't I become governor? That may be that's my response, Carl.
Yeah. Now you mentioned being a maverick. You refer to your platform as a pancake platform, best sides of Republicans and best sides of Democrats. And what are those best sides, and how do they come together in your candidacy?
Well, I've had a lot of experience in bringing warring tribes together. My first effort was unsuccessful. Sioux City, Iowa brought together St. Joseph Mercy Hospital, St. Vincent, and these were two different orders of nuns, and I was able to put them together in a fashion that ended up with Marion Health Center. So I've got experience with that, and then, of course, I went out and helped deliver that 1,000-bed hospital operated by the Sisters of St. Francis to the Mayo brothers. And then I went up into Minneapolis, did the same thing with Fairview Riverside Medical Center, and of course, Carl, there's issues are like pancakes. There's always two sides, whether it's minimum wage or whether it's Common Core or whether it's Obamacare. We need to take a look at both sides and get off of some of the political slogans that accompany all that. So I'm going to bring people together, and we're going to have an open forum where we can talk about things like Common Core and Obamacare, and And I'm sure if I come back on the program in the future and I give some press releases, we'll talk more about that.
Well, you mentioned Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. It's one of these issues, one of the most contentious issues of today. In looking at that, and looking at health care in general, what as governor, how do you go about health care reform in the state, given, as we just mentioned, the contentious nature of health care and the different ideas?
Well, you have to understand that if you brought together some of the most brilliant economists in the world and said, I want you to put together a sector of the economy most likely to drive a nation or a sector into economic, financial, and political bankruptcy, it's the United States healthcare system driven with all that for-profit motivation, with something known as economic moral hazard. And I've observed that there are not enough trees and not enough ink to print enough money to respond to a generation unwilling to suffer its reality, and we get that third-party payment. And Obamacare just came in, took a shot at it, made it only more complex. And I'm going to grab one piece of Obamacare and bring it in, I believe, with my experience with Mayo and my background in teaching it for 26 years, I can put together something known as, well, it wouldn't be Myers-Care, but I'm going to grab a piece of that Obamacare program called a health care insurance cooperative, that we, the members, are going to own the co-op, and we're going to develop a program, I believe, that can reduce premiums, because right now this health care stuff and premiums have become virtually unaffordable.
So how does this lower then the premiums in health care with this?
Well, first of all, we're going to create the co-op. We members are going to own the co-op. We're going to use Mayo parameters for utilization rates. We're going to compare cost and charges with the Mayo model. And we're going to reward people. Two items of my co-op. Number one, call education. Iatrogenesis is the third leading cause of death in the United States. Iatrogenesis.
And what is that?
Doctor-caused illness and death. Now, people are incredibly naive. And they, obviously, access saves. Access kills. That chemotherapy that can run up to $500,000 to $1 million may save your life, may extend your life. It may also shorten your life. I want people to understand iatrogenesis, the impact of going in, and, of course, the disease mongering that goes on through advertising. I want to come back and talk about the behavior of our healthcare systems and their not-for-profit status. Education, and then we're going to reward people financially for staying healthy. We, the members, will benefit from reduced premium costs, and we might have a healthy member benefit, for example. For every month that you stay healthy, you may get an actual check or a refund of $125. We have to begin to allow people to behave like consumers. Carl, think of the nature of the contract that we now have when you walk into Sanford, Avera, Regional. Basically, you're walking in there, and I taught contracts for 3 years way back 1969 to 1972 when Jim Abbott and Mike Keller are my students. And the nature of this contract is, I hereby agree, personally or on behalf of someone else, to pay you whatever it is you happen to charge for whatever you decide to do to me. Can you imagine a less consumer-driven contract than that? One of the reasons I'm running for governor is that I put together a proposed statute called the Healthcare Financial Informed Consent Act. I shipped that off to Peer, and it didn't make it to the second steps of the Legislative Research Council. And under that statute, it would require the seller of the service to do what sellers of virtually all other services do and tell you what the charge, what the cost will be, what the price will be. In other words, you come in and you say, well, we noticed, Carl, you got some gray hair coming in, and it's good-looking curly hair, but we've noticed that curly-haired people with gray hair may have a propensity toward Lord knows what, and we're going to do a CAT scan. And by the way, we're going to plug that into a code, and all I have to do is just dictate it, goes into a code, and that will be $7,284 with blood tests. Now, if it was an emergency, you would want to know that. By and large, I want people under my co-op, they're going to have to require you to understand what the cost is. And early on, I was pretty excited about that. I saw that the AMA endorsed and supported the Healthcare Financial Informed Consent Act. It turned out to be the Australian Medical Association. So we're going to educate people, make consumers out of them, give them reward for staying healthy, and inform them about all this advertising. And when I got into the business, it was deemed unethical to put those kinds of signs up there on the billboards. And I don't want to pick on Avera because they're a nice Catholic organization, but Avera saved my mother's life, my child's life, my life, but we know that about 250,000 to 300,000 people die from that care. And so for every five signs that says they saved my mother, they probably have one sign and say, Avera killed my father. Would you support that?
No.
Carl said he wouldn't support that. And I understand, and nor would anybody, any of your listeners. But go ahead. I got this whole co-op thing drafted, and I'll be sharing my perspective on the cooperative rather than rolling this over. And, of course, the cost of health care is something we should all be concerned about.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Mike Myers, independent candidate for governor in South Dakota, challenging incumbent Dennis Dugard. The Democrat in the race is Susan Wismer. Now, you're talking about health care because that's a lot of your background here with a hospital and teaching at USD as a hospital executive. Some of the other issues that are important to South Dakotans beyond the issue of health care and the cooperative that you're just talking about.
I want to build, Carl, I want some feedback from you. I want to build my platform, education, living wage, within the context of music. And I get a lot of advice about theme songs and about a lot of other things, but let me give you five different melodies that they're suggesting that Myers you consider. Well, the first one is Billy Currington. People are crazy. The phrase goes, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. I said, no, wait. Now, Mike, people who agree with God is great, not everybody will agree that beer is good, and you're going to offend a lot of people suggesting that they're crazy. Now, should I go ahead with that theme song? What's your feedback on that song?
Well, if you're, I think as a candidate, you don't need to be too concerned about offending people, do you? Or is, you know,
that's right.
If you're saying the things that you believe, then I don't think you.
Well, we also have The Average Man is another by David Carroll, and that theme goes about I'm just an average man living in an average town with an average mortgage, and I'm out there, of course, going for that 90% of people that I believe need advocacy. And again, going back to the likelihood of an independent and knocking off Dennis Dugard, Dennis has $1.7 million in the war chest. I've spent four Social Security checks getting on the ballot. I don't know. I think I've had one $75 contribution. But you might want to pull up a group of individuals known as Guardians for Dugard, and they're all nice people. You know, they're pretty well-off people. Guardians for Dugard, $1.7 million. Mavericks for Myers, lovely people for Susan. It's going to, but it's going to be something that I'm going to try to make a few changes. And when I come in as governor, I'll make a few changes. And one, by the way, might well involve. I think I'm going to shut down that governor's hunt. Maybe we need a people's hunt, and we'll come in and let you draw the names. Would that work out?
I don't know if I could do that, but you can find someone else to do
all right,
that.
The average man, okay. Well, then there's the one they really want me to sing is, I won't back down. I won't back down. You can put me before the gates of hell, peer, the Democrats, the Republicans, but I won't back down. So I got a lot of encouragement to do. Now, what do you think about I won't back? Oh, by the way, Bill Clinton and George Bush both used that song as part of their campaign. What do you think about the I won't back down song?
Well, if it's been used by someone else, you might want something original that hasn't been used before.
Okay. Well, then the other one I have, Pink Floyd, The Machine. And obviously I'm going up against The Machine, and it's about a 550-horsepower machine that's been running just strong for about 40 years now. And I'm thinking about, in the Democrat, they let them put a few spark plugs in, but I would like to install a new rebuilt engine into state government. Can you play The Machine for me now on Pink Floyd? You got Pink Floyd?
I don't think we have that queued up, so we'll have to.
Okay. Well, the next question for Mr. Myers. Other issues. Education.
Other issues. Yeah, we're running out of time here. So
running out of time.
Other important
but you got equal time requirements. Get to come back. 26 years in education, and I had a teacher and a parent out in my backyard yelling at each other about Common Core. I was concerned about the fact that I was sending my JD degree. I'm in the business of selling JD degrees for the last 23 years. And people would walk off with $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 in student debt, non-dischargeable student debt. I want to make sure that when people invest in education, there's a good probability of having a good return. And then, of course, I'm going to do a couple of other things, but I want to put a consumer advocate in charge of the Division of Insurance. If you ever noticed the muscular wrists on chief financial officers in these healthcare systems, just next time you go on there, go and ask for the CFO. Take a look at his or her wrist. Muscular from cranking up those prices. They're going to have to move those premium prices through our office, our Division of Insurance, once I'm the governor. And, of course, I'm going to appoint an independent special attorney general to take a good look at that EB-5 program. Yes, went on an Easter egg hunt for $70 million. We couldn't find it. And Marty Jackney's a nice young man. He used to jog with him. Good people. Mike Rounds is a nice gentleman. Dennis Dugard, but they're basically investigating themselves, and I want to have a totally politically independent look at that EB-5 program. There's one thing I'm not going to do as we wrap this up. I'm not going to go hunting in a shelter belt.
Well, finally, before we wrap things up here, there's the four debates that are coming up.
Yes.
As things start really picking up in the election after Labor Day, I'm wondering what your plans are over the next couple of months as we head into.
Well, we know that letters were sent to gubernatorial challengers Susan Wismer and Mike Myers today. Governor Dennis Dugard proposed four debates this summer and fall. One at a Dakota Fest, which runs from August 19th to August 21st in Mitchell. One at the State Fair, August 28th to September 1, run by the South Dakota Farmers Union. one televised debate hosted by Kello TV, one debate on SDPB TV, and I'm delighted. I'm excited to do that. He did cancel that school board invitation that was put out, and we could. You should ask Governor Dugard. That was a great opportunity, the greatest collection, greatest meeting of education professionals in the state. And for scheduling problems, it got canceled. So when you get Governor Dugard on, ask him, is there another way for us to talk about this contentious educational issue? Well, by the way, I also got an invitation from the Rural Electric people. They want me to come in, and the East River, they've, on behalf of the East River Electric Board of Directors, we wish to invite Mike Myers to a candidates forum to address issues confronting rural electric cooperatives, which have some relationship to my health insurance cooperatives. That's going to be held out there on September the 3rd in Sioux Falls.
All right. Well, Professor Myers, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for taking the time to stop
Carl,
by.
Carl, thanks, and give me some feedback on those songs. Oh, wait, one last one.
Yeah, one last one.
They try to tell him he's too old to run for governor. Without a party with money, how could he ever do it? But then someday they might recall he wasn't too old at all.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike Myers.
Bet. You bet.
Independent candidate for governor. He's challenging Republican incumbent Dennis Dugard. Susan Wismer is the Democratic challenger. And you can hear Dakota Midday interviews with them on our website, 2014 election at sdpb.org.